This is KNKX. The Seattle Mariners begin spring training workouts next week in Arizona, and a familiar face is back. Starting pitcher James Paxton has signed a one-year deal with the team worth $8.5 million. We learn more about Paxton's return and the Mariners' 2021 season from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, at age 32, what can Paxton offer the Mariners?
Well, they hope to see the old James Paxton. He was here for 6 years, and by 2017 and 2018 was the Mariners' staff ace. And that's why he got traded to the New York Yankees. Last year, he had back surgery to remove a cyst from a disc, and because his legs weren't strong, he injured his throwing arm. But the Mariners have seen him work out all season. They were convinced that he was back near 100%. And he's really the one guy besides Marco Gonzalez on the starting pitching rotation who's got the chops to be a big game winner.
So you've mentioned Paxton. You mentioned Marco Gonzalez. What does the rest of the starting rotation look like?
Justice Sheffield will be returning for his second year. Yusei Kikuchi is another name familiar, the Japanese import. And they're also returning Justin Dunn. The new guy is a 23-year-old free agent signee from the New York Mets, Chris Flexen. And the sixth spot in the rotation, they're going to go with six starters this year, is kind of an open competition right now.
All right, so six starters this season. Who is going to be in the lineup?
In center field, of course, is the American League Rookie of the Year, Kyle Lewis, who had a tremendous start to his career. In right field, another name familiar to Mariner fans, Mitch Haniger, will be back. After a year and a half of a whole cavalcade of injuries, they expect him to be a full go. In left field will be another second-year player, Jake Fraley. Third baseman Kyle Seager will be back at age 33, probably for his final contract year. And there's three young guys in the rest of the infield. First baseman Evan White, who won a gold glove. At shortstop is J.P. Crawford, who also won a gold glove. And second base, there's a competition that's likely to be won by Dylan Moore, who was also here last year. The catcher is going to be Tom Murphy, who missed all of the 2020 season with a fracture in his left foot. But he was very competent behind the plate and a good hitter when he was with the Mariners in 2019. Designated hitter will be infielder Ty France. And that should be, I think, a pretty competent and improving lineup.
All right, Art. So as we're starting to think about baseball and as the first game of spring training gets underway later this month, what intrigues you most about this season?
Well, there's the overarching theme of the COVID response. Will they get through all 162 games without a bubble? I doubt they will. And by the way, we haven't heard yet about what the Mariners' plan is for T-Mobile Park and fans in the stands. And then the two guys that I'm most intrigued with won't be on the opening day roster. That's outfielder Jared Kelnick and right-handed pitcher Logan Gilbert. These are the two most highly rated prospects in the Mariners farm system, which, by the way, was rated number two in all of MLB by Baseball America magazine last week. So the Mariners have got some youthful talent. We're going to see those two probably at midseason. And if they're competitive, it should be a fun season for Mariner fans who haven't had one of those in a real long time.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.